From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. You guys know this. Everybody is still talking about Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner. Now, Caitlyn says that, one of her primary goals for being so public about her transition was she wanted to raise awareness about the transgender community and help those who have a more difficult time transitioning from one sex to another. I'm going inside her story with Dr. Myla, a plastic surgeon and beauty strategist and a facial rejuvenation expert. She is also known, Tom, for her preserve your pretty parties, which is a big thing for women. Now, this morning, she is going to give us more of an understanding of what men and women go through physically when they're transitioning into the opposite sex. Good morning, Dr. Myla.
Good morning.
Now, I know, when a person decides medically that they want to start this transition process, they have to start with a hormone regimen. I guess for men or women, it's either estrogen or testosterone. Can those be dangerous if you're not under a doctor's care? Because I know you can get them on the black market.
Absolutely. Any hormones or supplements that you take that you're not under a physician's care could be dangerous. And specifically with hormones, they can cause blood clots and changes to different organs in your body if you're not being watched carefully while you're on those types of medications.
So if you take estrogen injections and you're a man, you can grow breasts?
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
And so, that's what Bruce Jenner did before, right?
Yes, he did that, at least according to his reports. I actually watched the Diane Sawyer special as well. And, he said that he took estrogen treatment before, prior to his marriage to Kris Jenner.
But what else will the estrogen injections do to your body aside from, for a man, making you grow breasts?
It'll make you grow breasts. It also will decrease the size of your of the penis and the testicles. It feminizes the appearance of the face in some ways. So some of those changes that the man transitioning to female wants to experience will happen with just the estrogen treatments, even without surgery. But then there are other things that the estrogen alone is not strong enough to be able to change, and so that's where the surgical procedures come into play.
Like what?
Like, one of the big things as far as the face goes that is not able to be changed with estrogen is the appearance of the brow. So in men and women, one of the biggest things that helps a person perceive a man as a man and a woman as a woman is the ridge above the brow. So that's one of the biggest procedures that's done that gives the patient the biggest improvement as far as perception is reducing that ridge. So the other big difference is men have a longer forehead and their hairline is more square in shape and it's set further back. So often these patients that are transitioning from man to woman will have a forehead reduction and their hairline will be moved forward. They may need to get hair transplantation to even make their hairline shape like a woman's hairline. The actual brow, the eyebrows themselves are lower set on men, so those will be lifted for these patients.
Which is what a lot of women have anyway. They have a brow lift, right?
Eventually.
This is true. So as women get older, it's kind of interesting. As women age, the features become more masculine as well. So some of these procedures are done on women, when they start to reach the point of aging, they'll get brow lifts and some of these other procedures to feminize themselves further.
What about the Adam's apple?
Yeah, the Adam's apple and shaving that down.
Can you add an Adam? Because Bruce, when Bruce was still Bruce, had his Adam's apple shaved down. But can a woman a woman that wants to transition into a man add an Adam's apple?
So, yeah. So,
really?
Interestingly, when women take testosterone, if they take testosterone, they will actually develop an Adam's apple. So a lot of times women who are transitioning to being men, they won't necessarily need to have a surgical procedure to get that effect. But if the testosterone alone doesn't work,
how long does all of this take before everything is done? Like how long? Like years?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
He's interrupting to ask how long it takes.
How long it takes for the whole transition?
Yeah.
It actually depends on the patient. That's very, it's different for different people. These patients go through a very rigorous psychological evaluation and they have to live as the other sex for an extended period of time before, some of these procedures are even are even done. So I guess it depends on the mental
and how much money you have.
Yeah,
it could be very costly. So
yeah, how much?
Yeah, give me a price range.
For the face or all of it?
All of it.
I mean, it could be over. It could be over $100,000 easily. It's going from I think it's a little less expensive to go from from male to female. The gender reassignment surgery going from female to male is a lot more costly.
What percentage would you say of the male to female do the men remove the penis and the testicles? Because Bruce Jenner says he's not going to do it. He's just going to talk, as it were.
You know, I honestly can't answer that question because there's a lot of people who go the majority of the way and don't go and change their genitalia.
Well, there are a lot of horror stories related to, you know, having that gender reassignment surgery on your lady or man parts.
Especially going from female to male.
Right.
That is a lot more difficult to do to create a functioning penis than it is to go from a penis to a vagina. That surgery has actually...
How do you create a functioning penis?
A functioning penis, yes.
Well, that's a question women have been asking for years.
Hey, that's not necessary. We're having an intelligent discussion here.
And you just want to gutter
out. Where do you get the parts from, Dr. Milo,
to
create a penis? Where do the parts come from?
So actually, to create a penis, it could come from... There's a few different... They're called flaps that plastic surgeons use to take... We basically rob Peter to pay Paul. So
you rob Peter to pay Paul.
To get a penis, you can use skin and muscle from the side of your back and chest area using the latissimus muscle with the skin overlying it to create one. Or you can use tissue from your forearm. It's called a forearm flap. The patient has to be like the perfect size. Like if they're obese or overweight, you can't do it. And there's a lot of things that have to be.
You can be too fat.
How do you determine the size of the penis that you give them? How do you determine how big or small of a penis that you will?
How
give
big
them?
You want, Jacket? Damn.
Who determines that? Because when you go and get when you get your breast augmented,
you can decide
what size
you want for your breast. Can you do that for your penis?
Somewhat. So you have to make there has to be enough tissue to be able to actually remove it and actually make a tube. But then it can't be too much because then you can't close it. So it's really it's kind of a sort of standard ish. But that's where the creative part comes.
Is that what Chaz Bono did? Did Chaz Bono go through the whole procedure going from female to male?
I'm honestly not sure if he did the entire thing or not.
I don't know that either. Now, will those body parts work? I mean, will a man transitioning into a woman have a menstrual cycle?
He will not have a menstrual cycle, so there's no uterus being transplanted or ovaries or anything like that. So, but he will have a functioning vagina with a clitoris. And they actually can get...
what do you do if you need one shortened?
A clitoris shortened?
Don't answer
you
that.
You go to Liars Anonymous.
I need a penis shortened, Doc.
Because he's such a big...
Oh, boy. Dr. Milo, thank you. It's been very informative.
Thank you.
I can't
with you. I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation.
Well, tell that to Sybil.
Sybil made a good point. She made a really good point.
Yeah, you got her ass.